half of the hour now. It's Tuesday morning, and the date is November 27th, 2012. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is here with our take on the news, because Jennifer is really gone.
Yeah, not doing well.
No.
It's a little flu bug thing going.
Really gone, but she's not well. Get the flu bug, and it gets the best of her. Keep your immune system strong. Strong, strong, strong. You got to be careful about a lot of the things that are out there. For example, the fellow who won a cockroach eating contest at a Florida pet store choked to death.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy that died.
Yeah, Edward Archibald of West Palm Beach.
Good job.
Several other contestants signed up to eat a variety of insects at the store in Deerfield Beach called Ben Siegel Reptiles.
What would they win?
I think, let's see, they won, there was a cash prize involved, I believe, among other things. But this guy, he immediately after the contest, he got sick and started vomiting.
Yeah, no kidding.
And he collapsed, and then he was pronounced dead. So the report said the death was deemed an accident as a result of ingesting arthropod body parts, blocking his airways. There were no toxic substances in his body.
Oh.
He was not an abuser.
So he just choked or suffocated.
Which can't be said for this California woman who today stands accused of continuing to drive drunk after a pedestrian crashed through her windshield. This woman, her name is Sherry Wilkins, 51, hit 35-year-old Philip Moreno in her car, causing him to roll onto the hood, and he was embedded in the windshield. She kept driving with this guy stuck in the windshield. Bystanders saw what was going on, called police. Police forced her off the road, and she's a substance abuse counselor. She's a recovering addict.
Well, many substance abuse counselors are recovering
working
addicts.
Working as a chemical dependency counselor. Yeah, my son does it.
Yeah.
And he had trouble with alcohol when he was younger.
Well, you know,
not a lot. I mean, he wasn't wild and crazy like this, but he still, you know, had too much beer. Saw what it did to a lot of people. Anyway, this woman's blood alcohol level, Richie, was more than twice the legal limits. So she's been charged with driving under the influence and a felony hit and run, and now manslaughter because the guy's dead.
Oh, jeez.
So, all right. This is something that seems disturbingly counterintuitive.
Good.
Turns out that toilet seats are actually cleaner than most kitchen items, including cutting boards, sponges, and dishcloths. The average toilet seat is contaminated with 50 bacteria per square inch. By contrast, the average cutting board has 200 times more fecal bacteria. Dishcloth has 20,000 times more bacteria than the toilet seat.
They're disgusting.
Even worse, sponges a whopping 200,000 times more bacteria. I put my sponges in the dishwasher to clean them up.
Every week. And I actually replace mine every week or two.
Yeah. So you ought to maybe take a certain amount of satisfaction, cleanliness of your bathroom. How about taking greater pains to keep your kitchen surfaces clean?
Which one would you lick
pretty
first?
Yucky, huh?
Your kitchen countertop.
Which one would I lick first?
Your kitchen sponge.
Why would I lick anything? What are you, crazy?
Somebody paid you. Well, how much would it take for you to eat a cockroach? It's all these people do this for money. You know, you go on.
How much would it take for me to eat a cockroach?
Yeah, you go on Fear Factor, and you're going to win $250,000 to eat a cockroach.
I know it's not enough.
But no,
no.
You would need a cockroach for $250,000.
No,
I'd put ketchup on that thing and throw it right down. How much would it cost? How much would it take for you to lick your countertop?
I would want a certified check for $1 million. And remember, I've got a strong immune system, probably stronger than most. It wouldn't affect me. I'm not worried at all.
Toilet. You'd be fine.
It's just, it's the idea of eating a cockroach that I find.
Would you lick your toilet for $100?
Disturbing. 800-510-8255. Would you lick? Would you? Well, I suppose you come up with any number of things.
Sure.
What else?
Your toilet is cleaner than your dish sponge.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? $100 Go.
Okay, Rich. Who's putting it up? You or me?
Put it on the site. Yeah. I'll put $100 up. If you
can put
it up. The video on the site, I'll pay you $100
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
In a heartbeat.
800-510-8255
I'd love to see that.
How about a super worm?
A super worm.
A super worm.
Those the worms ick me out, man.
Uh-huh.
When you see those YouTube videos of worms in people's bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that icks me out.
Wow, you've seen children who have worms growing out of their butts. Because they have you ever seen that?
I haven't seen
that. Oh, yeah. Not, coming right out of their little monkey hole.
It was a YouTube.
800-510-8255. According to the Iowa Lotta Money, the lottery spokesperson, the jackpot will go higher than $425 million because sales increased the day before the drawing, and the drawing's tomorrow night. So you have from now until 9 o'clock, I think, Central Time. So
which lottery is this? Is this Lotto?
This is the Powerball Prize, the largest one so far, $365 million, won in 2006 by workers in a ConAgra food plant in Lincoln, Nebraska. Powerball lottery is played in 42 states. The Mega Millions lottery holds the record for the biggest payout so far, $640 million. This one is it's 425, but it's probably going to go to 440, 445. All right, so there you go. 800, but the lineup, get in the line.
If I win that, I can pay you more to eat bugs.
Yeah, you can give me $200 after you win
there you
that. Yeah. 800-510-8255. Coming up, advice on prescribing morning after pills to teenagers. Here is we review the stories that may not be on the top of the news people's minds, but they're on the top of your mind because there's just a lot of common sense involved in some of these stories, or lack thereof, but they're good stories about people that you may not hear anywhere else. This is a Talk Radio Countdown Show. No, that was last hour. Thank you. This would be a good day. Rich and Doug at 16 past the hour. Okay.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
I love you, son. So it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to scream and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore, and if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the Total Transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660. Call now. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
University of Phoenix is proud to present the Wounded Warrior Experience, the opening event of the American Veterans Center 15th Annual Conference. The Wounded Warrior Experience is a special tribute to injured service members around the world. University of Phoenix would like to thank all service members and veterans for defending our nation's freedom so honorably. It's why we're dedicated to making a difference in the future of our military's veteran community and supporting them with the tools and resources they need to succeed.
Liz.
Todd?
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick. Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Doug Stefan on the Good Day program. Richard McFadden in here because Jennifer couldn't make it. Some of the comments that we have about things that are going on in the world may be askance from what you normally hear or maybe the views of others, but we are our own people and have our own ideas. I was looking at the results, if you will, or more the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, the total amount of damage in New York alone, $42 billion. $30 billion for repairs and restoration, $9 billion for mitigating the damage, that is lawsuits, and then various and sundry other things, $19 billion in losses in parts of northern New Jersey, the state of New York, however. Chris Christie says the hurricane cost about $30 billion down there in New Jersey. By the way, he filed papers for re-election yesterday,
yep.
Chris Christie did. So I was looking also at the story
do you want federal dollars going to rebuild everything?
On the beach?
Most everything. Some of the things. Houses on the beach, houses in general.
I don't think that that's the government's job to help people rebuild their homes. I think that's an insurance company's business. Did the United States of America become an insurance company?
Pretty much.
Right. There's a place called Breezy Point near Brooklyn, where Jamaica Bay is. And I was looking, it's a blue-collar neighborhood, I was looking at some of the stories of homes there. The biggest problem that people are having is with mold. You have to wear a mask to go into your home because most of the houses, the older ones especially, that had asbestos in them and some of the other chemicals, kind of reminds me of the World Trade Center in a sense because there was so much of that debris stirred all that stuff up, and water does the same thing. So the I don't know about the death rate, but people are going to get sick who are trying to do something by themselves in these homes that have been waterlogged, especially if they're older homes. I'm looking at some pictures of some people who've gone in trying to figure out what they can do to save their home. Get a bulldozer or an excavator and tear the house down. That's what you do. I know Jennifer's father, as a matter of fact, just went through this. He spent a year living in another house while the people that represented the construction company, the insurance company, hired to rip his house apart, went right down to the studs because it had nothing to do with the storm. Somebody left the toilet on in his upstairs bathroom and left the house, and the house flooded, and it basically ruined the house. There were like 40,000 gallons of water in the house. And
this is a relatively new phenomenon. I mean, you know, you never heard about this back in the 70s.
Mold.
Or did we just not know it?
We did not know it. I think that was... Remember Ed McMahon had all that trouble in his house?
Yeah, Ed had to tear his house down.
Tear his house. Same thing that Jennifer's father had to do. So anyway, the point is that Sandy has made... has contributed, a lot to problems that people already have in some of these areas. 21 after the hour in the Good Day program.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
The Day
with Doug. More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, The Day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens, The Day.
Do you hear this? The kid on the show, 2.5 Men, you know the kid, actor Angus T. Jones, just gave an interview where he called the show filthy and said it goes against his Christian values. And he cashed a check for $1 million. And in that order.
The post office announced they lost $16 billion this year, and they now say they're going to review their business model. Let me tell you something, okay? If you're losing $16 billion a year, you don't have a business model, okay? You have a going out of business model. That's not a business model.
By the way, if you still have leftover turkey, this is a good tip. Take all the meat off the bones and put it in Tupperware or Ziploc bag, or you can vacuum seal it if you want. Get all the air out. Put it in the fridge and wait about 2 weeks, and then when the 2 weeks are up, go in the fridge, find it, and throw it in the garbage. I do it every year, and it's so simple.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien from the late night shows last night. Yesterday on The View, the ladies discussed whether the divorce of actress Mayim Bialik, do you know who she is? Is it Bialik?
You know, I'm sure I do. I'm looking her up right now. It looks like Bialik.
Bialik, okay.
Yeah.
The discussion had to do with her practice of attachment parenting. Do you know what that means? Attachment
that
parenting.
That is when you have your kids sleep with you, when you, do everything with them.
Including take their food, chew it up first, and then give it to them.
Oh.
Like a bird. That's what attachment parenting is in part. All right, so here's the discussion with the five ladies on The View.
Actress Mayim Bialik announced she's divorcing after 9 years of marriage when she was on The View. Recently, she talked about how she practices attachment parenting and sleeps in the same bed with her children, not her husband.
Oh, wait a minute. This is the girl from Big Bang Theory, and she was also the child actor. You would know her as soon as you see her.
He sleeps in the bed with a child.
He sleeps in the bed with another child.
Yeah. And we asked her on the show, we said, how do you guys get together and do it? And she was like, well, we do, but we were a little concerned then on the couch.
They had a special room, I think she recalled.
But she says the divorce is not from attachment parenting.
Well, what is she going to say after she's been pushing that for months and years now? She's been talking about it as the greatest thing. She's got to back that up, but I don't think it works. Frankly, it leads to detachment marriages is what it leads to.
Okay.
Detachment marriages.
All right. I want to go back to something. Was it Fallon who said something about this kid, Angus Jones?
Yeah.
who says that the TV series is filth. It is. I think it's a horrible show, Frank. I don't understand why people think. And it's on at a horror 8 o'clock at night with all the lewd, suggestive
stuff
that's
on.
Yeah, it's on
at 9. It's on at 9.
Well, anyway, this kid's 19 years old. He's getting paid $350,000 an episode. And he is getting, for the next season, a bump in salary to $450,000 an episode. He's been on the show for 10 years. So let's see. How much money has he made? About 30 million bucks?
Yeah.
But it's filth.
As much as Charlie made in a year. Or Ashton makes in a year.
Right. Yeah. Larry Hagman's
child labor laws.
Right, yeah.
It's not fair.
Parity.
Yeah.
And pay.
Yeah.
Larry Hagman's services both in Dallas this week and Los Angeles. They're trying to figure out what to do with his ashes. What would you do?
Why in Dallas? Did he live there or just because of the TV show?
I think just because of the TV.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Huh? He was never there. They never went. There's no. Well, there is sort of a ranch. That is like
there
South
is.
Fork.
There yeah. absolutely but, is the ranch. Remember, you could buy a plot, a 1 foot plot for $100 or something.
But the show was shot in the valley.
It's,
hello. Ding, 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 ding. All right. So that's that story. And lots more stories coming up on Good Day. It's about, 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're a pet owner, you know your pets are part of the family. And while the airlines don't make it easy to travel with animals, some airports are actually a better story. In cities like Boston, Portland, Denver, and Columbus, Ohio, travelers can find small pet relief areas outside many terminals. Other airports have gone even further. At the Reno Airport, it's got Gate K9 Bark Park, equipped with fresh drinking water and plastic cleanup bags. It's even landscaped with trees and shady areas. Phoenix Sky Harbor has not one, but two dog exercise areas. At Terminal 4, you'll find the 2,000-square-foot Boneyard, and near Terminal 3, you'll find the grassy Paw Pad. At the Seattle airport, they've actually got a pet relief area inside the main terminal, beyond the security checkpoint, which is a great idea for pets on layover. And at Houston's airport, Continental Airlines operates its own kennel in the cargo facility. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Marcel Tolkowski invented the Ideal Cut Diamond in 1919. Find yours today at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The Ideal Cut unlocks the true beauty of the diamond. Invented by Tolkowski, perfected by Tolkowski. And our expert staff can help you create the perfect ring by guiding you through our incredible selection of diamonds at Jared today.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden, the irregular news beat. Jennifer is gone, so I don't feel that I can do justice to some of these gossipy stories that she loves to follow. Although there are a couple of them, like Jessica Simpson's diet. Jessica Simpson lost her baby weight, but she joined Weight Watchers. And the question has come up, you know, these guys at TMZ follow everybody around, and they got a hold of her crash diet plan. She has a private chef, and the chef closely followed the Weight Watchers point system, like egg white omelets, chicken, whipped chickpeas, noodles, shrimp skewers. She started this strict routine back in July. She had a 15-day smoothie diet, 5 days of three smoothies a day with two healthy snacks, 5 days of two smoothies a day with two healthy snacks. So there were three, and then there were two, and then there was one, and it seemed to work. She lost 60 pounds. I actually think she looks a little skinny. I thought she looked good before, frankly, but then my taste in women and how they look is not what the news media or some of these people that run Cosmo magazine think a woman ought to look like.
Yeah, I mean, just after she had the baby, they were all just putting pictures of her on the trash bags.
This country is really crazy. Not much. The American Academy of Pediatrics, leading pediatrics group in the country, recommending that the morning after pill be prescribed to teenagers, to girls before they need it. The group says the emergency contraception plan can be used to reduce the teen pregnancy rate. Studies showing that teens are more likely to use the drug if they have it on hand before they need it. Currently, emergency contraception is available to teen girls age 17 or older without a prescription. Medication used when a birth control method fails, for example, in the event of the condom breaking, or you miss doses of certain birth control pills, most effective when taken within the first 24 hours of having unprotected sex. It's quick and it's easy. And so these people in the American Academy of Pediatrics say that it's a priority. How do you feel about that? If you're the mother or father of a teenage girl, 800-510-8255. That's worth a closer examination. I don't know how. Richie, you have a girl who'll be a teenager in 10 years. I have long since had teenage daughter. I know that she had birth control pills, and I don't know when she had them.
I wouldn't feel comfortable.
What, discussing it or?
I would absolutely feel comfortable discussing it.
So what happens if she becomes sexually active will be the question. And
well, I'm hoping that I do a decent job and that she holds off on that until the proper time. But if
you're going to change your hormone,
if the circumstance should arise, I would hope that we will be able to talk about it.
It'll arise. Guaranteed or your money back.
Well, there's no doubt that the hormones will get running and that, you know, there will be feelings, but it's whether you act on those feelings and how you act on those feelings.
Right. And this is coming from you and not your wife?
What does that mean?
It means that men are not usually given much credibility when it comes to these things, and mothers are supposed to handle those discussions.
Okay.
All right? That's I'm just telling you what I've heard through many things that weren't exactly the grapevine.
You were told to sit down and shut up when you went to talk to your daughter about sex.
I wasn't given much credibility, let's put it that way. 800-510-8255.
From you, I guess I could see that.
Oh, well, thank you. Magazine.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, Oprah Winfrey's magazine. Yeah. And apparently, she has admitted that she had a breast cancer scare. New York Times carrying an article today saying that she went to see doctors, but it turned out to be a false alarm. So why is there a news story here? Why is there a story at all?
Why there is a news story here, though?
No, why is there a news story?
All right, our friend Pam Popper.
Pam Popper, yeah.
Okay. Who, from the Wellness Center.
Center, right.
Is a big opponent of breast cancer testing.
Right.
Because of this exact same...
False positives.
False positives.
Uh-huh.
She says that there are more false positives. It basically, her problem with the medical industry today is that we test, and, oh my God, there's something here. We have to go in and take care of it right now. Right. Oh, look, it actually wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Well, better safe than sorry. And all of the money that we spend, all of the fear that we create, and all of the complications that arise from these false positives and the things that we get patients into.
800-510-8255. We are into, in this hour, of discussing the news that you probably aren't going to hear discussed many other places. This is not really the hit and run, the Viet Cong approach to what's in the news, but things that have a significant attachment to reality. I believe that's the way I look at it. Here's the U.S. Treasury yesterday announcing
friends.
That it increased the debt of the United States $24,327,048,384 the day after Thanksgiving. In one day, the United States of America borrowed $24 billion, which equals $211 for every single household in America. On one day, last Friday, you borrowed $211 that you didn't know anything about. And you want these a-holes
to settle down.
This is the most precocious way of realizing. These guys, Warren Buffett says, I'll pay more in taxes, and they want to avoid the fiscal cliff.
Warren Buffett, if you gave all of your money to the United States government, it wouldn't make a dent.
Well, it isn't about that. It's about responsibility and where the money is going. Why would we keep giving countries in the Middle East, for example, all these billions of dollars? Why are we shoring up? It's practical, I suppose, to keep the peace. Yeah, you buy your way to peace. How long does that last? You try that in a divorce settlement? Buy your way to peace. $211 for every household was borrowed by the United States government last Friday, one day. So how much money every day, how much money do you make a day? Think about it that way. The government spent more money. They borrowed more money in your name than many of you made last Friday. $200 a day is $1,000 a week. That's $52,000 a year. The median income of America is $48,900. So the United States Treasury borrowed more money in your name last week than most of you made. How in the name of God does that work? How does it work?
Wouldn't it be neat if they said, okay, listen, we're going to have this much in revenue this month.
Yeah.
And, hey, it's a boom month because Black Friday falls in this month. This is how much we're allowed to spend in December.
According to the Treasury Department, the national debt now is $16,283,161,895,179.
Remember when you were a kid, you couldn't even comprehend that number?
Yeah, how do you comprehend it now, even?
I was just thinking, trying to explain that number to my kids.
So on Friday, the Treasury borrows $24 billion, $211 for every household in the country. I just don't get it. I don't understand how people can just sit there and you listen to this drivel from these people who call some of these talk radio programs and say, we need to help out more. Who are we helping out? You're that selfish? You think that's okay? Darren is in Jackson, Tennessee, listening to Good Day. Hi, Darren.
Hey there. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey, y'all done got me sick talking about this debt limit. I don't get it.
How do you elect all these people to do the same thing? Grover Norquist is one of the big gas bags of all time. So I don't really, his pledge and all that other nonsense is only really done to raise money for his 501c3. The real gist of all of this is these people that go there and they're playing with these numbers like it's silly money. It's the monopoly money. And so as the situation continues to be bad or get worse, you see that they want to try to avoid the pain that will come from doing the right thing. And that's letting all of these things that were supposed to happen the first of the year happen. Anyway, that's not why you called, Darren. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to make a comment about the morning after pill. I mean, sure, it would definitely probably reduce the pregnancy, but I was just going to say I think it's caused the number of the broken homes more. I think girls, like hearing Richie talk, the studies show, and I got two boys. I don't have a girl, but, I listen to studies show the close relationship that girls have with their fathers will reduce
My daughter has a very close relationship with me, and
exactly.
did, but that didn't it, keep it, me it, in
yeah.
my place.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying that they won't, but I think there's a lot of girls out there that did grow up with a close relationship with a dad, and I think they seek off and stuff like that. But I like hearing when the dads with the close relationship with the girls, it definitely gives them, a comfort.
Yeah.
From what
Doug.
I hear, it's just,
Doug had a very close relationship, has a very close relationship with his daughter, and I trust me, I know her well enough to know that she wasn't going around when she was a teenager.
No.
She was a good girl who knew that she had the trust of her parents, and she,
Yeah.
All right.
I know how I was when I was growing up. So I sure ain't, I'm not done with that. So, y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Darren.
Thanks, Darren.
I don't know if he's... I suppose he maybe is a typical father. That being
Sounds
the father
like
of a girl at that, is, I'm glad I'm done with
but,
that part of my
I mean,
my
hey,
growth.
Listen, the reason I guess behaved somewhat is because I knew my parents trusted me.
Yeah.
And your daughter was the same way.
Yep. If you're dreaming, I'm dreaming of less weight. Through the Christmas holidays,
stop it.
You want me to sing this?
No.
How about I give you a phone
give
number?
Give it to me straight.
All right, here it is. The number is 800-525-8345. You can try Axia 30 for 12 full weeks, risk-free, and get a free supply for a month of Axia 30 with your order. You will lose 30 pounds. You'll keep yourself. How many people have gained weight already? And it's just a week after Thanksgiving. You got parties starting next week, probably many of you. Christmas time, New Year's. you'll gain, some people gain this much weight over the course of a couple of months. Lose it and keep it off. Axia 30. Hear my message carefully. Axia 30, the tremendous weight loss results that they've had in clinical scientific tests for both men and women prove this thing works. 90-day money-back guarantee. Try Axia 30 risk-free and get a free bottle when you call 800-525-8345. It is evidence-based. It's like, hello, this is where you go to get the answer. And the answer is Axia 30. Call the distributor directly. Get your three-month supply, and then you get an extra month free and guarantees up the gazoo. You'll lose the weight. That's what's important. That's what you care about. You might want to call this number now for Axia 30, 800-525-8345, and enjoy the weight loss results as a result of me telling you about Axia 30, 800-525-8345.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
You're going to love this one. The news of the day in this hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan, Jennifer not feeling well again today. The Long Island Power Authority. I can hardly wait to get Roberta cranked up on this later on this morning. The Long Island Power Authority is has assured customers that their latest electric bills with their normal monthly charges is not a mistake. Despite the fact that some people have not had power for pretty much the whole month, these idiots,
we get this down here in D.C. too,
are going to charge their customers based on the estimated reading of their energy use from the same month last year. So this is
it's a federal law that they can do this. Because if they were to take the hit, the
lobbyists,
of nobody paying for electricity for a week or 2 weeks, it would kill the company.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what they deserve. The next actual meter reading will reflect the amount of electricity that they've used, and it will be adjusted automatically. So these customers who are questioning why their electricity bills are for a full month don't account for the days the customers were without power. It's just that way. That's what the spokesperson basically said. And you're right, Richie. The feds have said, yep. So here's a fellow. I'm looking at Jonathan Saporta. Went to the news media to complain about getting three full electricity bills for his various properties on Long Island. He said even if they said they would rectify it, go out and do real readings, don't go taking money out of the pocket of people who have already lost so much. They don't care, folks.
Some of them have lost their house.
They don't care.
And you're sending them a power bill.
They don't care. 51 after on Good Day.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time now at 53 past the hour this Tuesday to figure out what's going on in the world of technology. We're trying to make your day better. This is one of the Better Living segments on the Good Day program, and it's usually built around our technology reporter Shelley Palmer's insight into various things that are occurring in the usage of technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here in the report today, Shelley Palmer will be back with a discussion of Pinterest, which is a rapidly growing social media site.
That's huge.
I don't, it's a picture.
Yes.
More than anything else. And we use it. I get notifications. I must get dozens of them every day. People from one walk of life or another in some other form of social media who are going to Pinterest. So let's find out how it works and how it may work with you in just a moment from the Good Day program.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, whoever said playing video games would get you nowhere in life was absolutely wrong. A group of scientists at the University of Texas Galveston recently had a group of high school sophomore gamers compete with medical students to see who would perform better using virtual surgery tools. The verdict? The high school gamers smoked their competition in many of the 32 skills being judged, including hand-eye coordination. The results should be taken with a grain of salt, as the stakes were incredibly low. Playing a virtual game of operation is much different from performing a biopsy. But while this was only a simulation, this is a positive sign, as it proves yet again that digital natives are more familiar with and better at using technology, since they've used it all their lives. Medical technology is going to continue to improve. And when these gamers begin their careers as medical professionals, they're going to feel right at home. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best.
Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
When you are expecting, every day brings you closer to your baby's birthday. Babies aren't fully developed until at least 39 weeks in the womb. Important development of their brains, lungs, and eyes occurs in the last few weeks of pregnancy. If your pregnancy is healthy, wait for labor to begin on its own, because a love like yours is surely worth the wait. Learn more at marchofdimes.com/39weeks.
All right, Shelly didn't get the memo, so you did not. I don't know, maybe we didn't get the memo. As far as Pinterest is concerned, or explaining it, so why don't you, Richie? You have a good connection.
Pinterest is a set of pin boards that you make, like a bulletin board,
an electronic virtual pin board.
Yes. That you categorize and you put pictures of the things that belong in that pin board. So, for example, on yours, you have a pin board that has the farm. So you have pictures of cows and things that are going on there. And then you may have another one of music that you like. So you would have the Beach Boys and the Rascals and whoever there. And then you may have another one of food that you like. So you may have food that's in the dairy store that you have there. And then people go, oh, I like this set of pictures, and they follow it. And likewise, they may have an interest that you'd like clothes or hairstyles. It's very, very, very female-friendly. The women love this thing. My sister-in-law and a bunch of my female friends really like it. So, and it's very popular because it's very visual.
Yeah, it's very cool, actually. One of the things also that may be considered by some to be cool is Facebook and Apple joining their forces to encourage Facebook users to send iTunes gifts to their friends within the social network this Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, that'll be huge.
Facebook adding iTunes and digital gifting to Facebook gifts. And the service begins today. For those of you who are following that, check it out. I guess at Facebook.com as you can.
Brilliant.
Doug Steffen.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers. From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.